USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The world and the United States coming to grips with word that there is a new and quickly spreading COVID-19 variant that's potentially more contagious and less responsive to vaccines. Many Republicans in particular, like Pennsylvania Representative Lloyd Smucker, are concerned that it's going to lead the federal government to try to step up the idea of mandating things like vaccinations.
I do encourage everyone to get vaccinated, but I also think that is a decision that every individual should make, a decision that should not be mandated by the government.
The CDC says no cases of the new variant have yet been identified in the U.S., though Dr. Anthony Fauci says it's likely already here. The Supreme Court will be hearing arguments Monday challenging the state of Mississippi's 15-week abortion ban. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Ellerroot. I want to tell you about my friends at Tangible Investments. Tangible is among the biggest precious metals and rare coin dealers in America. 35 years in business, billions in sales. They sold one rare coin collection for $15 million, the largest private sale in history at the time. They've been awarded the PNG designation. That means they're the best of the best in the world. But here's the big advantage for you. Tangible might just have the lowest overhead of any precious metals dealers. That means they can afford to give you incredible deals. Tangible will sell you gold at 1% over the New York spot price. Just 1% over the New York spot price? Who does that? No one ever. Just say Root. That's it. You get your gold at a price no one in America can match. This offer is limited to 5 ounces per family. Get started by contacting Tangible Investments at 800-384-41. That's toll free, 800-384-41. Be sure to say Root, 800-384-41, or online at TII1.com.
An American Airlines flight from Guatemala to Miami lands safely today, but they found there was an unexpected passenger, a stowaway in the plane's landing gear. He was alive and didn't seem to be harmed any, but he was taken away in an ambulance to a nearby hospital to be checked out. An American Airlines released a statement saying flight 1182, quote, was met by law enforcement because of a security issue, and they're working on the investigation. A tragic story out of Minnesota, where a 5-year-old boy is dead, accidentally shot, according to police, killed when a group of teens found a rifle in a garage. They decided they'd make a video for social media where they were using the rifle, but without intending to hurt anyone, police say the teenager, a 13-year-old, was handling the gun, and it went off, fatally shooting the 5-year-old in the head. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Russian authorities have released the names of the 51 people presumed dead after a devastating methane explosion in a Siberian coal mine. It's believed to be the deadliest since 2010. More on the story from USA Radio's Wendy King.
A rescuer at Russia's collapsed Lisvanaya coal mine who went missing was found alive, according to officials, after 51 people died in the mine explosion on Thursday morning. The regional prosecutor has begun an inquiry on whether labor and industrial safety laws were followed, while a government investigation arm has launched a criminal case.
A Pennsylvania man's been killed by a stray bullet while he was eating his Thanksgiving dinner. Authorities near Philadelphia say that bullet went through a window in the man's house in Norristown, hitting him in the torso, and he was flown to a hospital, but he was pronounced dead shortly after arrival. Officials say no one in the home was involved in the argument outside that apparently led to the shooting. The shooter is still at large at last check. Famous Hollywood Bear has passed away. The Vital Ground Foundation says Bart the Bear, too, died, in the words of a statement, silently and naturally, in Utah a few days ago. The grizzly was featured in many motion pictures, including Dr. Dolittle 2 and We Bought a Zoo. Also was in the HBO series Game of Thrones. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.